This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Some moisture. No, not moisture. Humidity. Some humidity moved into southeastern Arizona. It could have been in other places as well. Sonora comes to mind. But when it comes to humidity and a chance of moisture, well, I don't care about any other place. I'm thinking me. The National Weather Service did say there was a small chance of rainfall. And large billowy clouds surrounded us. It was beautiful. And on a drive into the hills, Ms. Mosquito and I could see them in the distance through the windshield. And I saw them behind us in the rearview mirror. There's something very cool about seeing these billowy, these cumulus clouds in the rearview mirror. Very cool. But no rain, at least not on us, but humidity. I mean, and anyone who lives in these semi-arid lands, who lives and loves these lands, this place, can tell when humidity has moved in. It doesn't take much. And in a way, it's such a tease because what we all want is the smell of moisture, right? The smell of moisture on dry grasses, the smell of moisture on ragweed, the smell of moisture on creosote, on leaf litter. It's as if something glorious is cooking and we're all collectively saying, oh, that smells so good. Well, that didn't happen, but we got some teasing clouds and humidity. Hey, right at the end of May, Ms. Mosquito and I thought a trip high into the mountains sounded good. High into the mountains. Leave 5,000 feet in elevation near the banks of the Ohuajolote and head to 8,000 feet. So we threw in the field guides, the binoculars, and a picnic. We threw all that in the truck and off we went. 8,000 feet, here we come. And oh my gosh, the woodlands, the coniferous forest. I mean, they're so dry. But as is always the case, the sides of the road were just a little extra runoff, no matter how little rain, a little extra runoff can make a difference. And sides of the road had some wonderful plants. Many in bloom, like the New Mexico locust or the Robinia New Mexicana. Beautiful clusters of pea-like flowers, pinkish sometimes, purplish sometimes, in thickets that you don't really want to go near. The spines on this mountain tree will rip you apart. So enjoy the flowers from a respectful distance. Oh, and we'd cross these tiny bridges and see seeps, and we'd have to pull over to admire golden columbine blooming, or there was corbels, healthy but not yet blooming, epilobium, healthy but not yet blooming. Wild roses were blooming, small thickets of wild rose, Rosa woodsii, beautiful pink flowers that have a very delicate, wild, sweet odor. As we climbed, we shouted oohs and ahs, and we pulled over numerous times simply to admire these trees and shrubs and grasses. And on one stretch of dry slope, we spotted a hedgehog cactus blooming. Yeah, an Echinocereus arizonicus, claret cup cactus. And I swear we were at 6,000 feet in elevation, but it was on this warm slope. Of course, we stopped and we photographed the red blossoms. And the bonus, of course, was the Salvia microphylla, not blooming yet, but there it was right in front of us. So we had to come back for that. But onward and upward, up, we're going to 8,000 feet. We're going to a coniferous forest. Yes, we are. And there were some other treasures up there at 8,000 feet. Maples, aspen, elderberry, mountain spray, currants. Oh, my goodness. And a meadow with a place to park and a place to picnic. A meadow full of native irises. And they were blooming. We wandered among them. There were spent blossoms. There were new blossoms. There were furled and waiting blossoms. Blue and purple. Oh, my gosh. This was a sunny and moist meadow. A tiny brook flowed and meandered through the meadow. And we meandered. Western tanagers sang from pine branches. Some turkeys gobbled. This iris is called the Rocky Mountain iris. Its botanical name is Iris missouriensis. Maybe when it was first collected, there was a territory called Missouri. It's the only native iris in Arizona. And there are a lot of native irises in the West, actually in North America, but gosh, over in the Pacific coast, there's a dozen species of iris. But here's our native iris, our Rocky Mountain iris, making this expedition to 8,000 feet well worth it. And the picnic wasn't bad either. I'll tell you what, my friends, the desert and the sky islands, oh my gosh, they're beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.